15 minutes from my recliner. It seems that these days I'm confined to my recliner, having just returned home from the hospital and having COVID. I spent there quite a few days, from December 8th, I believe it was, until around the 30th of December. And it was a long ordeal to go through, for sure, and not one that I care to repeat. But I'm reminded of what it tells me in the book of Peter, as in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So we often find ourselves in situations where we are thrown upon the mercy seat of God, and where we look to others to pray for us. And I am thankful for those who prayed much for me while I was in the hospital. My dear wife did not survive, and she will be greatly missed. And for that reason, I will not only grieve, but have a heavy heart, except for the fact that she knew about being born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. You see, Christ alone came and died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. That He not only died, but He was buried, and He arose again on the third day, according to the Scriptures. And that He ascended to the right hand of the Father, there to not only make intercession for us, but to ever be our true Savior and Lord. The next verses in the passage in Peter read like this: for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now Peter gives us a very good look at ourselves. He tells us that we are very much like the grass, and that the glory of man, though like a flower that grows up and thrives for a while, we find very quickly fades, and the grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. A contrast between mortality and immortality, as the Lord Himself is the Eternal One, the living Word of God, the One who came, who was sent of the Father, and begotten of God by the Holy Spirit, that He should come and bear in His own body the sins of the world. And of course we find that this incarnation of the Son of God, which came upon Mary, was testified by angels and shepherds and wise men from the East, that the true nature of the Son of God became known unto men, even though He came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them he gave the power to become, to be called, the sons of God. And so this tenable situation that we find ourselves in, that we live but a few years, 70, except by reason of strength, yet we find that eventually the flesh as grass withers, and the flower as grass fades. And so the grass withers and the flower thereof falleth away, but the one thing that remains is the word of the Lord, and that it endures forever. And then Peter closes the section simply by saying this, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. You see, that is the whole key to our situation, isn't it? That the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. And so we call upon people to believe the word of God, and that Jesus came to die for them according to the scriptures. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, that's all I'm really going to say for now. I just wanted to thank everyone for their prayers, that I am home, and I am getting strengthened each day, and I hope to serve the Lord in some small way, even if it is only from my recliner, as I look to him and pray without ceasing. And so I will give my goodbye for now and ask for your prayers, and ask also that you would consider Jesus, the one who came to die for our sins. May the Lord bless you and keep you in his loving care. In Jesus' name, amen.